It's on.
All right, good morning, everybody. Thank you for inviting me to present here this morning. Thank you to my hostess for excellent accommodations, the Gottesman family. It's chus to be here learning together with you as we enter the 9 days coming up to Rosh Chodesh Av. I didn't want to give a mournful shiur because we're not yet in the 9 days and it is not Tisha B'Av, but I wanted to give a meaningful shiur related to Inyanei D'Yoma. Inyanei D'Yoma is that we are in the midst of these mournful 3 weeks. We are coming up to Eicha. Today's shiur is called Eicha. Eicha, as we're going to explore, is a cry. Eicha is a question. And Eicha is a demand. And Eicha is a task of living with meaning. Eicha yashva bedad, it's on your handout, source 1. Eicha yashva bedad ha'ir rabasiyam, Yerushalayim laments, Yerushalayim cries. How could it be that the city was full of people? She sits alone. Haisa ka'amana, how could it be the city that was glorious is like a widow? Rabasi bagayim, sarasi bamedinos, haisa lamas. She was great amongst the nation. She was a princess. She's become like a slave. Eicha ya'iv ba'apo Hashem es bat Zion. How could it be that God in his wrath has cast a gloom upon Zion? Hishlich mishamayim eretz tiferes Yisrael. The glory of Israel. He cast down, he threw down from the heavens to the ground. V'lo zachar hadam raglov b'yam apo. He did not remember his footstool on the day of his wrath. And finally, the Megillah says, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Aleph. These three are all in your handout. Eicha yu'am zahav. Yerushalayim shel zahav is no longer Yerushalayim shel zahav. How could it be that the gold is dimmed? Yishna kasem atov. The splendid jewels have faded. Tishtabchena avne kodesh brosh kochutzo. Holy stones, precious gems, are scattered at the head of every street. Alas, how can it be? What is Eicha? The word itself, what is Eicha? Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal teaches, quote, the word Eicha is a synopsis, the main motif, the characteristic word, the quintessence of the main question of the ninth of Av. The essence of Asama, what's the point of Tisha B'Av? What's the quintessence? What's the main motif? The answer is Eicha. Chazal attributed special words, special significance to the word Eicha. It appears in three well-known places in Tanakh. One, it is said by Moshe Rabbeinu. We're going to talk about this towards the end in Devarim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis. Eicha asa levadi. Moshe says, how can I carry the people alone, their burden, their complaints, their cries? It is said in Megillas Eicha. We have just looked at the examples in Megillas Eicha. And finally, it is said by Yeshayahu, Eicha haisa lezona, kriya ne'emana. How could it be that the city who is faithful is like a harlot? Soloveitchik says, when I say Eicha, how is it possible? What happened to Yerushalayim shel zahav? How is it possible that scattered gems are strewn? How is it possible that Kedoshim in the middle of Shemona Esrei are taken down? Medrash Rabbah Eicha says, Avnei Kodesh are Talmidei Chachamim. How is it possible that the gold had dim? If Soloveitchik say, when I say, how is it possible? I am saying by implication, it is impossible. Quote, says the Rav, Eicha represents so much despair, such a complete lack of understanding. I do not begin to know how it can be possible. Eicha is almost a rhetorical question. How can it be possible means it is impossible. How can it be possible means I can't understand. Eicha, a cry, a lament, a shout, a sigh. A city that was full of people sits in solitude. Avnei Kodesh, Talmidei Chachamim, scattered at the corner of every street. How it is possible, I do not know, that Hashem in his anger cast a gloom upon the daughters of Zion. Soloveitchik says in the Kina that begins Im Tachana Nashim Piryam. Very difficult psukim to understand. We encounter them as well. In the Klalos of B'chukosai, that women eat their flesh. Kalir refers to the story. The Medrash tells the story about Marta bat Betus. She was tied. What happened to this Marta? She was tied to the tail of a horse. and she was killed when the horse began to run. They used to bind women to the tails of horses. They would give a clap to the horse. The horse would go off running. This happened during the Holocaust, says the Rav. In Poland and Lithuania, he gives a personal example. Incidents occurred then that are identical with what the Midrash describes, with this Marta driving down, being killed, attached to the tail of a horse. Not only did they happen 1900 years ago, Eicha is not a question of antiquity. Eicha is a question, a sigh, a lament, a cry of modern times. This happened to a first cousin of mine by the name of Yeshaya. His mother was a daughter of Rav Chaim Brisker, so was the Rav's aunt. Rav Chaim's son-in-law was Rav Hirsch Glickson, an Adam Gadol, a great man. His son, Yeshaya, was a little younger than I, the Rav remembers. I knew him very well. Not only was he a tzaddik, he was a Gaon Olam. When the Nazis came and they conquered Warsaw, they found him the first week after the wedding of a Sheva Brachot. What do you do during such a week? They tied him down to the back of one car, his wife down to the back of another car, his new Kawa. They drove off at the speed of 70 miles per hour. And of course, and the Rav leaves the sentence unfinished, please come in. Whatever happened here, whatever we are told about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, was done with more magnitude and in greater cruelty in Europe and by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. There is not a single detail that Kalir describes in the Kinnot is not true in our lifetime, in the 40s, in Lithuania, in Russia, in Poland, and Hungary. Eicha, Yashva, Bedad, Eicha, Yu'am Zahav, is a question that is a cry. It's a cry, it's a lament, it's a sigh, it's also a question. Salvechik says during Churban Bayis Rishon, the destruction of the first temple, and Churban Bayis Sheni, the destruction of the second temple, the Jews asked questions. Yirmiyahu and Eicha, he says, is full of questions. Why, Eicha, Eicha, Eicha. It's very interesting. There's a unique character to the day of Tisha B'Av, because on all other days we're not allowed to ask why. If Salvechik says elsewhere, if Avraham Avinu would have asked questions, I am quoting the Rav, he would have lost the right to become the father of the Ummah Yisraelis. Today you told me go to the land, it's going to be good for me. And now, God, I come here and there's a famine in the land. You tell me, and now you tell me, Kachnas binchas yechidcha. So which is it? Because it can't be both. Abram does not ask a single question. And the Rav says, had he asked, he would have lost the right to become the father of the Ummah Yisraelis. Quote, to be a Jew means not only to have faith, it means not to ask. Again, I'm going to come up to the part where we're supposed to ask, and how we ask. L'maisa, we do ask. How do you ask a question? But Tisha B'Av is unique. Because on Tisha B'Av, we make demands of God. Eicha! What have you done? Eicha! I was a 13-year-old girl killed in her bed. Eicha, why, is unique to Tisha B'Av. Quote, says Rav Salavitchik, the same question of Eicha is the question people ask whenever they face a tragedy, God forbid. When there is a crisis, we naturally ask questions. The key is to make sure our questions are asked in the right tone, in the right way, and lead us to a healthy point. Tuvia Yanai Weissman, I hope you remember his name, don't raise your hand if you don't, Hashem Yukom Dama, was 21 years old. He was killed this past February, 2016. He left a wife and a little daughter. He tried to stop a terror attack in a supermarket. He was off duty, took his wife shopping for Shabbat because he was going back to the army Sunday. She should be prepared for the week with her daughter. He heard a commotion, an altercation, screams in the next aisle, and without his gun, he ran unarmed. He was taken down. At his levaya, his mother Orly brought the mourners to tears. Quote, I'm going to quote what she said. I am going to scream. Eicha Yu'am Zahav. It is a good scream. And she yelled out his name two times, loudly and clearly. His name seemed to hang for a moment under the bright sun before disappearing. The sound of people sobbing was all that could be heard for a moment or two before she continued. We are crying, said his mother, because we loved you so much. You came into this world within seconds, and you left this world within seconds. You lived for such a short time, such a full life. What you did in a day, said his mother, I couldn't do in a month. You knew how to be happy, how to be angry, how to cry, how to love. You are a wonderful husband and father. I am proud of you. She said she was struck on the way to the funeral by how strongly the sun was shining and the spring-like weather. Eicha is a question, says the Rav, that people ask when they are faced with tragedy. Said orally, I looked up and I said, God, are you kidding me? How, Orly wanted to know, is it possible for the flowers to be blooming, for the sun to be shining, for spring to have sprung? She asked the mourners to sing with her a well-known song, a one-line song about how the heavens will be happy and the lands will be redeemed, a song she said she sings in times of trouble to help her get through. Before the funeral, she spoke to her son, quote, she said to her son, Tuvia Yanai, I closed my eyes. I asked you to come to me. You did. You kissed me on the forehead. You told me everyone was fine. And then you said to me, Ima, I have to go. I'm going to the source, capital S. Now, she said, her son's body was in the ground, but his soul, which is eternal, which is filled with love, has gone to its eternal rest. During Churban Bayis Rishon, says the Rav, and during Churban Bayis Sheni, says the Rav, we ask why, your meow is full of questions. Eicha, eicha, eicha. Same question we ask when we are filled with tragedy, God forbid. Orly was struck on the way to the funeral by the sun, by the flowers. I looked up at God and I said, are you kidding me? Eicha ya'iv ba'apo Hashem et batzion. How is it possible? By definition means it is impossible. I cannot fathom how God in his wrath cast down from heavens the daughter of Tzion, the glory of Israel. On this verse, which is again on your handout, Chazal teach, Eicha Medrash Rabbah, Chazal teach, I did not give you the Ma'amar Chazal, I'm going to tell you what the Medrash says. This is compared to a king who had a son. The son cried. The king put him on his lap. The son cried. He held him in his arms. The son cried. The king put him on his shoulders. The son soiled the king, and the king threw him down. Says the Medrash, he picked him up a little bit at a time, but when it came time to throw him down, he threw him down all at once. Hishlich mishamayim eretz tiferet Yisrael. He threw from the heavens in one fell swoop the glory of Israel. Eicha is a cry. It is a lament. It is a haunting sigh that should shake us to the very core. How is it possible we cry? So if our shiur today is not a shiur on the kino, which I understand you're getting next week in this beautiful community, but it is a shiur on living with meaning. What does Eicha demand of us? What does the cry of Eicha demand of us? And the answer, perhaps, it is the necessity to cry for our fellow Jew, to mourn the loss as if it was my loss, to know that our lot, our destiny, our fate, our past, present, and future is intertwined with that of each and every other Jew. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, it is on your hand, Mishnah, Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, chapter 6, Mishnah 6, the Torah is greater than kahuna, and the Torah is greater than kingship, because the kingship, Malchus, is acquired with 30 milos, 30 attributes, and kahuna is acquired with 48, with 24 attributes. And the Torah is acquired with Arba'im v'shmona dvarim, 48 midos. What do you need to be a ben Torah, a bat Torah, a person of Torah, an edifice of Torah? So the Mishnah is going to tell you. The Talmud. First of all, you have to learn. You don't learn, you don't know what to do. V'shmir ha'ozen. Make sure you listen to what others have to say. Does everyone have a handout? Okay. Would you like handouts, ladies?
Thank you.
Hey, you have to learn, you have to listen, you have to verbalize. Barichat zvatayim, you have something to say, make sure you say it. It should be intelligent. Bevinat halev, you have understanding in the heart. Be'emo v'yira, you should have fear and awe. Be'anava. While you strive to acquire Torah and to be a personality of Torah, make sure you do so with humility. Besimcha, ein ashchina shruya al mitoch simcha. You should be a person who is besimcha. Betahara, purity. Shimush chachamim, serve Torah scholars. Cling to your friends. Debate with your students. I'm going through these in English now. Tranquility, learn Torah. Mikra, Mishnah, learn Mishnah. B'miyutzchara, I want to tell you something interesting. Miyutzchara we typically translate as a little bit of business. Learn a lot of Torah and do a little bit of business. Miut darach haaretz, a little bit of socialization. Spend a lot of time in the yeshiva, socialize a little bit. Miut tanuk, a little bit of enjoyment. Miut shena, don't sleep too much. Miut sicha, don't talk so much. So that seen in that way, those aspects of life are seen in a more negative fashion. Don't talk too much, don't enjoy so much. But the Vilna Gaon says something different, and he says in order to acquire Torah, we do need time periods of relaxation. See it as a positive. While you're working, start to be upmel in a life of Torah, you also need to have a little bit of business in a good way. You need to have a little bit of socialization. You need to have a miut tainug, means go out, have an enjoyable time as long as it's on the path of Torah. Miut shena, take a good nap if you sleep with the kavana that you're serving God because you feel better if you sleep. It's avodas Hashem. Okay. Not so much laughter, slow to anger. You should have a good heart, believe in the sages, the Kabbalat HaYisurin. Accept the Yisurin that God sends your way, or I should say, try to accept the Yisurin that God sends your way. Hamakiras Makoma, recognize your place, be pleased with your law, make a fence around your words, etc., etc. Love God, love creation. Don't be haughty in your learning. Don't be happy to pass down rulings. And then in bold, no se ba'al im chaveiro. No Jew lives in a vacuum. You do not exist for yourself. On the one hand, bishvili nivra ha'olam, for me the whole world was created. On the other hand, there's a whole world that I was created for. No se ba'al im chaveiro. Feel somebody else's pain. Continues the Mishnah, judge people to the side of merit, uphold the truth, peace, ask and answer. If we want to acquire the crown of Torah, and I don't mean us women, we don't sit in the base medrash every day, all day, but you want to make yourself into a person who is a Torah person. Proud where you go, proud of how you are, of who you are. If we want to be Torah Jews, we have to internalize these traits and we have to strive to live by them. If we want to answer the cry of Eicha, if we want to live a life of meaning, we have to be no se ba'al im chaveiro. I have to shoulder the burden. Mama, shoulder the heavy burden of life along with my friend. Therefore, the cry of Eicha is the cry of each one of us. The death of Rabbi Shaya Glickman, Hashem Yukam Damo, was dragged behind the car of the Nazis, Yimach Shmam, is not only the cousin of the Rav, he's my cousin. Tovia Yanai Weissman is my son, not only Orly's son. The cry of Eicha demands that we all ask in astonishment, in shock, why? Why? How? Which by definition means it's not possible. If you look on your handout, Megillas Esther, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Gimel, I'm going in order of your sources here, so there should really be no confusion. Vayomer Mordechai lahashiv al Esther. Mordechai says to go give back word to Esther. She's in the palace, he's in the street, he's wearing sackcloth and ashes. But Tizchalchal Amalka, she doesn't even know what to do. Listen to these profound, timeless, prophetic, important, fundamental words. Al tidami bin nafsheich lehimalei beis hamelech mikol ha-yehudim. Do not think you will escape with your life in the palace of the king more than any other Jew. Ki im hachareish tacharishi be'eis hazos. If you persist in your silence at a time like this, revach v'hatzala ya'amod la-yehudim mimakom acher. Va'at Vesavich Tovedu. Deliverance and salvation will come for the Jews from another place. I know on the level of Drash, this refers to the Ibn Sholem. But on the level of Pshat, somebody else will rise to the occasion. Do not think for a moment, Queen Esther, that your fate is different than their fate. Do not think their destiny is not your destiny. Do not think you in the palace are different than the mother, the milkmaid, the teacher, the daughter in province 127, 45, 6, 9, 82. And what does Esther say? You're right. Leich knows us. Kol ha-Yehudim ha-Nimtzarim b'Shushan. V'tzumu alai al tochul v'al tishtutz na-Nishi. Shoshes yamim, laila v'yam. Gamaniven ha-Rasaya tzum came. You're right. The cry of Eicha is the demand of Achrayas. The cry of Eicha is the responsibility to be nosei ba'ol im chaveiro. That even while I live in my palace, I cry because a father in a supermarket, 21 years old, was taken down. And I cry because Marta Babatios was schlepped on the back of a horse. Eicha yu amzav. I must be nosei ba'ol im chaveiro. Shekol Yisrael, says the Gemara, arevim zebazeh. Sechel Shavuos 39a. What does it mean, Kol Yisrael arevim zebazeh? If I ask you, what does it mean? Why would you tell me? Okay, I'll tell you. What you would usually tell me is that all of Israel are responsible for one another. Yes? Yes. Okay, we're all responsible for one another. Shekol Yisrael arevim zebazeh. We are guarantors. Arevus. Oh, 1 second.
Arevim is also from Shorosh of Erev. It's from the same shorosh as mingle.
Mingle?
Like Erev, that they mingle.
Okay.
So leading into that, it's also the shorosh of pleasant. There's something we say every day at the end of Shmona Esrei. Va'arva la'asha minchas yudu v'shalayim kimya olam mechshanim kalmalios. The mincha, the korban, the sacrifice of Yerushalayim should be pleasant to God, as in the days of old. So I heard this told of a rabbi, Dr. J.J. Schachter, a couple of years ago, and it made a tremendous impression on me. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebazeh does not only mean we are guarantors for one another. It does mean we are guarantors for one another. But it also means we have to be nice to one another. Arevus means pleasant. Nice. Being pleasant, being guarantors, means feeling the pain of another Jew. If you truly care about somebody, if you truly love somebody, if you're truly nice to somebody, their burden is your burden. Eicha, cry. Living with meaning. Let's go on. Eicha, question. I told you that for the purposes of our shir, we're looking at Eicha as a cry, Eicha as a question, Eicha as a demand. You did Eicha, cry. Let's go back to the beginning. And by back to the beginning, I mean back to the beginning. Okay, it's on your handout. We're going back to Bereishis Perek Gimel. We're not starting at Pasuk Aleph, where we meet the primordial serpent, the fascinating character who lurks in the Garden of Eden in order to bring us down. Okay, he was successful. Rahman al-Atzlam, we didn't make it. Man was created for 9 hours, and here I am eating from the forbidden fruit. Perek Gimel Pasuk Vav. I'm on your sheet. Wow, is she ever seduced by this tree? The tree is good. It looks good. She sees it. Taiva is usually a word that is used to connote sexual desire. Taiva, she is seduced by the Yetzara. She is so taken by the tree. Wow, it's so pleasant to contemplate and think about. She takes the fruit. Now she's not going down alone. And he comes home and says, what's for supper? Now they have both eaten from the fruit. Their eyes are open. By the way, I just want to add in something beautiful here. A little bit of a tangent, parenthetically, since we're on these psukim. Why do we have besamim? Motzei Shabbos. What am I smelling? Who cares? Ice is very nice. So B'nai Yisachar teaches you something beautiful. If you look at the first sin, all senses were involved except for smell. Vatei ha'isha, she sees. Vatikach mepirioshi, touches, she speaks to the serpent. If you go to the first five psukim of Perek Gimel, they are engaged in a conversation. She has sight, touch, speech. What am I missing? Smell is not involved. What's the fifth sense?
Taste?
Hearing. She listens to the Lashon Hara. Thank you. Chazal say, Tafas umnaso shal nachash, the umna, the craft of the nachash is Lashon Hara. But in order for someone to speak Lashon Hara, you also need someone to be listening to the Lashon Hara. So we have all the senses involved except for smell. So we revive our neshama yesera that is me'ein olam haba with smell. It is the purest connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. Perhaps not an accident that how did God imbue within man the source of life? Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin, Bereishis, Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chayim. After he takes from the dust, and he takes the neshama, he puts it together, he blows into his nostrils the soul of life. Sense of smell has retained its purity. That's just parenthetically. Okay. Pasuk Zayin, their eyes are open, and they know they're naked. Very nice, they're naked. Vayispru Ali Te'ena, so they sew a fig leaf, and they make for themselves belts. Uh-oh. Vayishmu Es Kol Hashem Elokim Mishalich Begon Neruach Hayom. They hear something very strange. God is walking in the garden. They run to hide from before God. Yonah thought he could hide. We think we can hide. They hide in the midst of the trees. Verse 9. God Elohim, as he is walking in the garden, calls out to this first man, Vayomerlo. Ayaka. Now, Ayaka, very interesting. Ayaka, Eicha, different Nakudos mean something else, but in the Torah, which is Darash according to Shivim Panim the Torah, there are no Nakudos, of course, in the Torah. Interesting. Aleph Yod, Kaf, Hey, I think it's the same word. What could the connection be? Because in Lashon HaKodesh, two words that are the same are related. So bear with me, we're going to get there. We're under Eicha, question. So what does Adam say? I heard your voice in the garden. I was afraid. I hid because I'm naked. Very bizarre. What's God saying? God knows where he is. What's Adam answering? God knows he's naked. Very strange. First of all, what does it mean they hear God walking in the garden? What does it even mean? God's going for a stroll. The tayal? Want to go for a walk in the shuk? Kaviyachal? Salvechik says, he's quoting Bereishis Rabbah and the Kabbalists, when important fundamental principle, listen what sin does between us and God. When God created the world, he wanted the divine presence, the Shekhinah, to dwell in this world. That's what the Medrash says. He wanted, in the words of the Kabbalists, Iker Shekhinah Batachtonim. The Iker of the Shekhinah, the main manifestation of the divine presence would be Batachtonim. What does that mean? Down here. With us. Shekhinah, Shachin, God is your neighbor. Again, Shorashim that are connected are not by accident. He would reside within the universe, writes for Salvation, among people. He would be intimate with us. Again, but sin interfered with God's will and made him leave the world. And I want to interrupt here and state that the greatest consequence of sin is that it puts a distance between us and the Almighty. The greatest consequence of sin is that God cannot reside where there is chait. What does chait mean? Salvechuk says chait means not I sinned. I failed. You failed. One mitzvah. 999 trees. Take a piece of fruit. I don't know really how many there were. You could have anything you want. One tree. Don't eat from one tree. Show that you're meshuvah to the higher being. Show that you understand there's a creator. Show that you understand you're finite man and I'm infinite God. Chait means I failed. And the greatest consequence of this failure is Vayishmu et kol Hashem Elokim mitalech b'gan neruach hayom, he's leaving. That's it. You and I are no longer shechinim. Now it's going to be Iker Shechina Be'elyonim. He's going to be up there. God is leaving. They hear the footsteps of the Holy One, says Rav Salvechik, walking out of the universe. Sin broke the intimate connection, the beautiful relationship that was supposed to be between Hashem and man. Adam, Ayaka, where are you? Shem Shafal Hirsch, on this passage, writes, it says, Vayikra, in verse 9, Vayikra Shem Elokim Ela Adam, he called to Adam. Rav Hirsch says, it was... What happened? Oh, okay. Rav Shem Shafal Hirsch says, Vayikra, and he called him. This was in the midst of Siluk HaShchina. Very similar to what the Rav writes. What does Siluk HaShchina mean? The departure of the Divine Presence as he's leaving. Because you see, verse 9, Vayikra Hashem Elokim, occurs after verse 8. First, in Pasuk Ches, they hear God walking away. In Pasuk Tes, he calls them. The midst, says Rav Hirsch, of Siluk HaShchina. I'm out of here. Ayakra, says Rav Shem Shafal Hirsch, who very much focuses on Sharashim. First two letters are Aleph Yod. Aleph Yud is an E, an isolated place, an island. Rav Hirsch says Eretz Yisrael is also called an E, Aleph Yud, an isolated place, because its people have a unique and isolating mission. We should dwell apart. Ayaka, all of a sudden, Adam is apart. He has been isolated. Isolated from who? What have we been saying? From Hashem. Ayaka, says Rav Hirsch, where are you? Ladies, God's not asking Adam geographically where he is. What position have you assumed? What level have you reached? And Rav Shem Shafal Hirsch says, Adam answered, listen to this. What does it mean? I hid, I'm afraid. They're covering themselves. Before he wasn't embarrassed, now he is embarrassed. I could not stand in your presence, says Rav Hirsch, because something becomes apparent to me. I am afraid in my own presence. And Adam knew he was naked. He was afraid, writes Rav Hirsch, and not only ashamed. He was afraid and ashamed. Rav Hirsch says, what does it mean he knew he was naked? Vayedu. Vayeda. I'm paraphrasing. Moral knowledge. Morally, I'm naked. Ethically, spiritually. If I had only one mitzvah to keep, and chet means I failed, then morally, I have been stripped of my garments. My ruchnias. He was afraid, says Rav Hirsch, quote, not because his body was naked. I'm quoting Rav Shem Shafal Hirsch. I'm going to try not to interrupt him. He was afraid, not because his body was naked, because he knew he could no longer show his naked body. Do you understand the difference? He was not afraid his body was naked. He was naked 5 minutes ago. He's unclothed then, he's unclothed now. Quote, he knew he could no longer show his nakedness. Why? Because of sin. Now he's ashamed. This is moral knowledge. Therefore, Ayaka, the first Eicha we looked at, is a cry, a sigh, a lament. This is a question. Where are you, Adam? Where are you? God help me, where am I? What have you done? Have you by any chance eaten from the forbidden fruit, the fruit I told you not to eat from? Rav Shneur Zalman Liadi, the Baal HaTanya, was once put in jail. Opponents of Hasidus had betrayed him to the Tsarist ruler. The great Rav found himself with a biblically literate jailer. And the jailer said, you know, Rabbi, how are we to understand that the all-knowing, omnipotent, all-powerful, infinite God came to Adam and says, where are you? So Baal HaTanya says, you believe scriptures are eternal. Yes. Well then, says Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, in every era, in every generation, every man is included in, where are you, Ayaka? Where are you in this world? So many days and years and moments and minutes have passed. How far have you gotten? And he looked at the jailer and he said, you have lived for 46 years. How far along are you? The jailer began to cry, very shaken when he heard this. Ayaka, says Rav Shem Shafal Hirsch, is where are you? What position have you assumed? What level have you reached? Certainly, the creator of all did not, please listen to this next statement, did not need to ask Adam where he was. Adam needed to be asked. The question was not for God. The question's for man. And every so often, the Ribbono Shel Olam comes walking in our proverbial garden, and he takes a good hard look, and we run to hide. And we cover ourselves. Because all of a sudden, to paraphrase Rav Hirsch, we're ashamed, not because my body is naked, because I can no longer show my naked body due to the stain of sin. Chait, failure. By the way, if we said tremendous, Lashon HaKodesh was tremendous. You look at the Shorashim, they tell you so much. If chait means failure, Avera is the common word we use. You tell a little kid, don't do the Avera, do a nice mitzvah, blah, blah. The root of Avera is Avar, past, and La'avar, to cross over. What's the pshat? Sin crosses you over from God. You're now on the other side of the river. You are Me'aver La'yardim. It's tremendous. I haven't had the opportunity yet to tell this over, so I'm telling it over here. Okay? Thank you for being my listeners. It's unbelievable. It struck me as very profound that when God appoints Yehoshua, He says to Moshe, Ale al har Avarim, Ayin veiz resh. Why is that the root word of that mountain? Perhaps we can say his sin. Shimuna amorim, aminasela zenotzi lachamayim. Whether it was he struck the rock, Rashi became angry, Rambam, yes, different opinions. But his sin kept him on the other side. Chait is failure, and Avera is to cross over away from God. What does that have to do with past? If you allow yourself to become stuck in the past, you can never move forward and cross the river again. If you want to come back, you have to regret the past, charata ala avar, you have to be willing to move forward. So every so often, God comes into my garden, and He says, Micha Horowitz, where are you? And it brings up some uncomfortable truths. And maybe I want to hide, and I want to take an Ali to Aina, and I want to cover myself. How could I have done this? Where am I? Where am I indeed? We must wonder. Spiritually, not geographically. The story is told of a construction worker who every day came to a construction site, opened his lunchbox, and he said, oh, peanut butter. Again, peanut butter. I'm sick of peanut butter. Every day, for a few weeks. Finally, his fellow construction worker said to him, listen, man, it's simple. If you don't like peanut butter, tell your wife to make you a different sandwich. So the peanut butter guy looks at his friend and he says, it's not that simple. My wife doesn't make my sandwich. I do. Eicha is a question. A yekal, where are you? Do you like your peanut butter? And if the answer is no, perhaps it's time to rid ourselves of the cunning, primordial serpent, the Yetzer Hara that dwells within, to take charge and effect change. So when Hashem comes walking through the garden, we will no longer be ashamed and have to hide in fear. What is the demand of Eicha? A question, a yaka, living with meaning. Each one of us is an Adam Yechidi, Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam, says the Gemara. What does Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam mean? Shabbos, I was walking with my two 10-year-olds. I had to walk 35 minutes to Shir in very, very steady rain. So I learned from a friend to try and be a Liros Tov, me and the boys. I mean, it was wet. Right? My sheitel was wet, my pantyhose were wet, it was wet. So I said to the boys, at least we're not in a drought. My friend Tisha, I say, oh, it's raining. She says, we're not in a drought. That's Bishvilini for Ha'olam. Me and one of the boys left with gum. We don't like to litter. To have respect for Hashem's world. And some way along the way, the gum's not tasting so good anymore. And I reach into the pocket of the rain jacket. I promise this happened. And there's an empty gum wrapper. It was my husband's rain jacket because it covers me. As the shades will still go up, but I thought it would be better protection against the rain. I don't know when that wrapper was from. I didn't know what I was going to do with the gum. I had nowhere to put it. At the same time, my son says, his gum doesn't taste good. And into my pocket, what do I pull out? Mamish, an empty gum wrapper. Everyone needs to say, says the Gemara, Bishvili Nivra Olam. That gum wrapper was arranged for me. So if the world is for me, then I have to look inwards. And I have to say, Ayaka, where are you? Who are you? How are you? And quote, and sometimes I say quote, and I'm quoting Micha Horowitz, and to be honest with ourselves, and then courageous enough to change who we are. A life of questioning, not him, myself. Ayaka, where am I? Bat al Peretz Yisachar, I speak about Miriam Peretz very, very often. For those of you who do not know Miriam Peretz, I highly recommend you read her book, which has been published into English, called Miriam's Song. She lost her son, Uriel, by Hezbollah in the north in 1998. And she lost her son, Uriel, by Hamas in the Gaza Strip in 2010. He was 31 years old. He was the father of four children. In between, her husband, Eliezer, died. She says, quote, of a broken heart. I heard her actually speak in person 2.5 years ago, long before her book came out. I took notes. And I have told over much, much, much of what she says. In the book, each of her children, her four, they should live and be well, surviving children, write, they're all adults, married, they write a chapter. But Al Peretz Yisachar writes, I am not a big fan of cliches, like you have to accept everything that God sends your way. Quote, I have strong faith in the Holy One. But it's my right not to accept the chain of disasters as a given. And then she says, quote, I would like to ask the Master of the Universe why. I would like to does not mean I do. It means I would like to. But on the other hand, I don't spend all day looking for answers because I know I won't find them. The search itself won't get me anywhere. I put all my strength into the question of how to go on from here. Ayaka, where am I? Ayaka, who am I? Ayaka, what am I? Ayaka, how am I? Rav Levi Yitzchak Abarditchev every night would take a spiritual accounting. I love this. Every night you should do a cheshbon nefesh. How are you today? The good, the not so good, the pros, the cons. This is my Avodas Hashem today. This was my Yetzer Hara today. And every night, Rav Levi Yitzchak Berdisha would say, Levi Yitzchak, tomorrow you're going to be better. And then the other half of himself would say, Levi Yitzchak, you said that last night. And then the other half of himself would say, but tonight, I really mean it. And God comes walking in our proverbial garden. He's going to say to each and every one of us, Ayaka, where are you? Well, we have to run and hide. Ayaka of living a life with meaning means if I don't like the peanut butter, then make a different sandwich. What is the connection between Ayaka and Eicha? Because I told you that in Lashon HaKodesh, if it's the same word, it's connected. I'm in a core of Salvechik. It's profound and tremendous. Quote, after we understand Eicha and Ayaka, where are you? Says Rav Salvechik. Because God asked Adam, where are you? And what did Adam say? He starts making excuses before I could quote the Rav. What does Adam say? It wasn't me, it was her. It wasn't her, it was the snake. It was a kofer tov, says Rashi. Everybody but him. The key to Ayaka is accepting moral responsibility. It's moving back across the river. Get back to God. You failed this test, you could pass the next one. How did Adam do? Not so good. So what happens? God says, you couldn't come back to me, now you're out. Now it's really Iker Shechina Baal Yodin. So Rav Salvechik says, Hashem said to Adam, where are you? Adam could not answer. And when man cannot answer the call of Ayaka, it leads to Eicha. If we can't change and make ourselves a different sandwich, if tonight I don't really mean it, if I don't ask myself, who am I, what am I, where am I, and how am I? Like Bat Al Yisachar Peretz said, if I don't try and move forward, then man, says Rav Salvechik, will witness destruction accompanied by lamentation. If we can answer Eik Ayaka, it's going to lead to Eicha. And then Rav Salvechik says, of course, Ayaka is not limited to Adam's sin. It comes quite frequently through the course of history. Quote, but man often ignores the call. If man does not answer the call of Ayaka, the call of God in his life, he will be destined to say, Eicha. to mourn. If man is not courageous enough, brave enough, empowered enough, motivated enough, stimulated enough, driven enough to answer the call of Ayeka, if he stays on the path of sin because he just can't change, if he thinks the fig leaf, the covering, the falsity of life is going to save him, we're going to mourn. If we don't answer Ayeka and live a life of meaning, we're going to live a life of Eicha. Eicha, demand, Oive. I have 45 minutes.
What did you say?
I have 15 minutes, right?
You have...
We said 45.
10 minutes left.
If you 10 minutes. Yeah. You have to fast forward. I don't like having to fast forward. Okay. Thank you. We're friends. We do 15. Eicha, a demand. We did Eicha, a cry. Ayaka, Eicha, a question. And we have to talk about Eicha, a demand. If you look on your handout, right? Sefer Megillas Esther, Perches, Pasuk Gimel through Zion, 8:3-8:7. Esther continues and she speaks before the king. But we're going to expand upon this pasuk. Please look inside. She falls before his feet. She's crying. And she pleads with him. Lahavir at Ra'at Haman Ha'agagi, to remove the evil thoughts and the decree and the Wansi conference and the edict of extermination. That's Ve'esmach Shavto, his thoughts. Asher Chashav Ale Yehudim. And the king extends to Esther his golden scepter, and she gets up and she stands before the king. If upon the king it is good and I found favor in his eyes and it's good, he should write to retract the Svarim, to retract the letters, the plots of wicked Haman that he wanted to annihilate and destroy all the Jews. Extermination. Pasuk Vav, ki eicha chal chavira isi bera'a asher yimtza as ami. How can I stand by and see what has befallen my people? Ve eicha chal uchavira isi ba'avdan maladati. How can I watch the annihilation of my birthright? Vayomer melech la'achashverosh, key word. And Achashverosh answered, Esther, he's going to go along with them. I want to expand upon Pasuk Gimel. If you look at Pasuk Gimel, I'm going to expand upon it, please. Vatosef Esther vatitaber lifnei hamelach. First of all, the Kabbalists explain, every time it says in the Megillah, hamelach without the name Achashverosh, we're referring to the Almighty. So this Pasuk is talking about Esther in supplication, in prayer, in tears before God. Esther continues and she speaks before the King of all kings, Melech Machem, Lachem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vatipal Lefnei Raglav. She falls before his feet, before the heavenly throne. There are 10 gates of prayers, 10 Sha'arim B'Tfilah, as outlined by the sages. One of them is Nipul, to fall down in supplication before God. Vatipal, Nipul, throw your lot, cast your sorrow. Throw down before the Ribbono Shel Olam. Vatefk, she cries. What does the Gemara tell us? Baba Metzia 59a, it's on your handout. From the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Ninalu Sha'arei Tefillah, the gates of prayer are locked. And in fact, the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Megillas Eicha, even when I cry out and I plead, my prayers are not heard. Even though the gates of prayers are locked, the gates of tears are never locked. So look at this sequence. Esther's talking to who? The Almighty. She falls down in supplication. She cries because she knows that the gates of tears are never locked. She pleads, she begs before him. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, when you daven, don't make a keva. Don't just stand in the corner and mouth out the words and think of a million things you have to do and where you have to go. I have to take the kids here, I have to get to a shir here, I have to go to the grocery, what's for supper, all the things that could be racing through your mind. Shouldn't be mitzvos and nashim melumda. The Mishnah says, al tas tfilascha keva. Daven with passion, rachamim v'tachnunim. With mercy, with entreating, with compassion before God. Esther fulfills that. And she begs, and she cries. And Nipul, she falls down. We have so many elements of tefillah in this pasuk. Do you see that? She's talking to God. She is crying because the gates of tears are never locked. She is pleading before him to remove the decree of annihilation, the oppressor of the Jews. Ki eichu cha'u cha'v'ra'isi. How can I stand by and see the annihilation of my heritage, my people, my birth, my brothers, my sisters, and all provinces. How is it possible, one lonely Jewish maiden demands? What is Eicha? A demand. We did Eicha, a cry. We did Ayaka, Eicha, a question. We're talking about Eicha, the demand. David HaMelech, Capital 44 of Tehillim, Capital Mem Dalet, takes God to task. You deliver us as sheep to be eaten. You scatter us amongst the nations of the world. You put us to shame. We are slaughtered all day for your name. This is ongoing. We are slaughtered all day for your name is ongoing. Ki eichecha ucha v'ra'isi b'ra'ach asher yimtza et ami. How can I stand by and watch? What does David HaMelech say? Look at 44:24. We can't say this. But our leaders, David HaMelech, Tehillim, says Rav Shimshon Pinkas, a lot of Tehillim is only good. Ura! Wake up. Lama Tishan Hashem. Are you sleeping up there? Hakitza, wake up! Do not forsake us forever. Ki eichecha ucha v'ra'isi b'ra'ah asher yimta at ami. Who's she talking to? Who's she talking to? Achashverosh or him? Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's the demand of Eicha? The demand is we demand of him. The demand of Eicha is we demand of him. Ura Hashem. Lama Tishan. Hakita. How much? How long? How can I stand by and see the slaughter of my people? In January, I was zocheh to be in Eretz Yisrael. I attended the Levaya of Shlomi Kregman on top of Har Menuchot. It was the coldest week in Yerushalayim. Even the Israelis said it was freezing. I didn't take off my jacket the whole week. Every picture, whether I'm inside or outside, I'm wearing my down winter coat. And we stood on top of Har Menuchot. Shlomi Kregman was buried next to Daphna Meir. They were killed a week apart. She was shopping in the supermarket in the Makola. And the first thing we did in Eretz Yisrael, Tuesday at 1:30, myself, my husband, and our 13-year-old daughter, now 13-year-old daughter, we went to her Levaya. Pretty near the front for the Espedim. I can't say I understood. I understood of Lau, because he's a speaker. I couldn't understand the others. But the language of universal tears of pain, ki eichecha ucha v'ra'isi, ba'avdan maladati, you understand. And standing on the top of Har Menuchot on that freezing cold winter day, you understand. We must demand, the eicha of demand is for us to demand of the Ribbono Shel Olam, respectfully, while we accept his sovereignty, as we must, his kingship, as we should, his rulership, as we do, his Torah, kiyem chayenu v'aruch yameinu, nevertheless, we have to throw ourselves down. V'atipol lefnei ragav. V'atif, the gates of tears are not locked. V'atischanin lo. Don't daven like a robot. Put your kishkas into it. Ki eichecha ucha v'ra'isi ba'avdan moladati. God, how is it possible? Ura. Lama tishan Hashem, says David HaMelech. We have been led like sheep to the slaughter. Wake up. Fascinating medrash, which you have on your handout, which we don't have time to go through inside together, but I will paraphrase it outside. After Haman HaRasha prepared the tree, he finds Mordechai in the yeshiva. It's beautiful medrash. Please, I recommend you go through it by yourselves. Sitting in the base medrash with 22,000 Jewish children. He cast upon them iron chains. The Nazis or Haman? Talking about Pharaoh or Esav? And he says, it's underlined, L'machar arog elu hatinoko trila. Tomorrow I'm going to kill the children first. Their mothers came. They brought them food and drink. And they said, children, don't die of starvation. Please eat before you have to be killed. And they said, we swear by Mordechai Rabbeinu. We're not eating. We're not drinking. We're going to die of our fast. They are all overcome with crying. Their cries go up to the heaven. Kosh Baruch Hu hears in the second hour of the night. His mercy is aroused. We have to arouse His mercy. We have to cry. Proverbially, we have to fast. In 2 weeks, we're really going to fast. We too have to throw ourselves down before Him. We have to tap into the koch of David HaMelech and demand that He wakes up. Please, respectfully, with the words of the great ones before us, with the tefillas of David ben Yishai, of Decha Mishichacha, Kosh Baruch Hu's mercy is aroused, and he goes from the seat of Rachamim, Moshe Rabbeinu becomes involved. Please look over the Medrash for yourselves. He goes to the seat of, from Din to mercy. What is the demand of Eicha? How do you live a life of meaning as a demand? We demand of him. Even while we accept his rulership, we must. His kingship, we do. His ownership, we are subservient to him. Nevertheless, we beg, we cry, we pray, stand at the top of our menucha, at a levaya for a woman you never met, because iron chains were cast over her. We must, teshuva tefillat tzedakah ma'arvinas ro'agzeira, demand that he moves, please God, from the seat of Din to the seat of Rachman. And finally, the last Eicha in my 4 minutes that encompasses them all. Eicha, the cry of Jerusalem. Yes, I'm going according to my quarter. Am I okay? You want me to stop? 4 minutes. Eicha is the cry of Jerusalem. Ayaka is the soul-searching question to each and every one of us. And Eicha is the demand of David HaMelech. Ura, lama tishan, Hashem. Lenetzach. It's on your sheet. In the words of Moshe Rabbeinu, Eicha esa lavadi tarchechem umasechem verivchem. How alone can I carry your trouble, your burden, and your quarrels? On the level of drash, perhaps we can understand this to mean that Moshe was crying, questioning, and demanding. How can one person carry the burden of the Jewish people? Their complaints, their tears, their pain, their needs. Eicha esa lavadi. I can't do it alone. And what is the reply Hashem says to him? Prepare for yourself men to help you. What does this teach us hashkafically? When we look at God and we say, Eicha esa levadi, can I do it alone? You know what the Ribbono Shel Olam says? You can't. And you shouldn't. We are in this together. We need each other for support, for help, for areivus, for ahavas Yisrael. We need to understand the enemy is without, and our fellow brothers and sisters are not the enemy from within. How can a Jew be alone? Avichai Peretz, Miriam's son, writes, no one knows how universal peace will be obtained, but he quotes his Rabbi, Rabbi Yehoshua Zuckerman, head of Har Choma Yeshiva in Jerusalem. Shalom, peace, comes from the word shlemus, completion. Peace, shalom, will be obtained, will be reached, we will be rewarded with it. When we understand the Indian of Shlemus, different Jews complete each other. As different as we are, we must relate to each other so that we complete each other. So we move to Shalom. Eicha esa levadi, the cry of a Jew alone, the question of a Jew alone, the demand of a Jew alone. A Jew should never be alone. And the final source on your handout, the final nekuda, no, not the final, the second to last. If you look at the word Eicha, because we've spoken about Sharashim, it is a contraction or an acronym. Ani, Hashem, Ko. As we cry, Eicha Yashva Bedara Yira Basiyam. As we question Ayaka. As we demand Eicha. And we're all in it together. We always have to remember, Ani Hashem Ko. The ultimate answer is, the Shechina calls out to us. He cries out to us. He demands and waits for us. May we be brave enough, courageous enough, honest enough to answer the call, the cry, the question, the demand of Eicha. And in that merech, Mahaya Ba'achris Hayamim, Nachon, Yeh, Har Beis Hashem, Berosh Harim, V'nisa Migvaos, V'nahu, I love Kol Hagoyim, V'halchu Amim Rabim, V'amru, I've chosen every time I read these psukim, I'm reading from your source, L'chu V'nala Al Har Hashem, Al Beis Eloke Yaakov, V'yareinu Midrachav, we will learn from his ways, V'nelcha Be'ar Chosav, I'm Amish, I've chosen, we will go in the right path. Ki mitzion teitze Torah, udvar Hashem Yerushalayim, may it be immediately and in our days. Amen v'amen. Thank you for your time, ladies.